If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is November the 6th, 2022, and let me make sure, y'all. Hold on. Let me make sure I got that date correct. No, I'm wrong. Today is the 7th, y'all. Today is November the 7th, 2022, and today the topic is to grind an Israelite. Whew. All right, y'all. Man, I can't, I cannot begin to tell you all about my weekend. I mean, overall, it was a great weekend. You know, I feel like yesterday just was a lot that I was taking in, and a lot that the Lord was revealing to me. And everything like that. It was an emotional and spiritual day yesterday. And it just carried on into this morning. So to God be the glory for this day and everything like that. I don't know how much I'm going to tell you all right now, because I have a lot of information to share with you all for the juice. So I was debating about how much to share of the testimony, because I already got a lot to share, like I just said. But I mean, you know, we're going to see what the Lord say and do through me today, man. I guess I'm just excited. I'm excited about what I have to share, and then I'm excited about what I was receiving. So I guess, long story short, that if I don't get into that deeper, then maybe I'll talk to y'all about more of my weekend and everything like that in the after show for the live people that watch me live. But let's do that. Yes, let's do that. I won't get deep into this weekend. I think I've already said enough with regard to that. So let's get into the juice, y'all. Let's get into the juice, because it was blowing my mind this morning. And I'm like, okay. Long story short, y'all, because I usually tell y'all how I get to these topics, and I know to grind an Israelite might sound so random and everything like that. So let me at least give you guys a glimpse of how I got to it. So lo and behold, the Lord woke me up at 2:29 this morning, y'all. I haven't been telling y'all, I don't think I told y'all, but basically the past few days I've been waking up in like strange ways. I think I might have mentioned one of the days I was like, oh, well, it's like I was fighting somebody, or it was like I was hitting somebody's hand away or something like that. It, like, either I've been feeling like I've been touched, or I've been feeling like my son was in the room or some small entity, but then he wasn't there. No, like nobody would be there. Just all these little random things that would be happening over the past few days. And I ain't gonna lie, like in the moments, it's like there's a fear, right? But then the other interesting thing is that like my first reaction is to hit the hand away, or to, you know what I mean, swing at whatever it is. Which, thank God it wasn't my son, right? Because, you know what I mean? But anyway, so basically this morning was a little bit similar. Like, I was waking up in a strange way after, a wacky dream, which I barely remember, but I did try to write down the pieces of what I remembered. But regardless of all of that, right, I look at the clock. And it's 2:29. And I'm talking about, it seemed like it stayed 2:29 for a little bit while my eyes was adjusting. The number didn't switch or anything, 2:29. So, you know, of course, like I tend to do these days, I look up the Bible verses centered around 2:29. And then I ended up going a little bit deeper and reading the Strong's Concordance for 2:29. So this morning when I... So when I read the first verse that I came across this morning, it was Daniel 2:29, and it says, "As for thee, O king, thy thoughts come into thy mind upon thy bed. What should come to pass hereafter, and he that revealeth secrets make it known to thee what shall come to pass. And I was like, okay, Lord, you're trying to tell me something about to happen? Like, okay, got you. You know, then the next verse I came across was Revelations 2 and 29. It says, he that hath an ear, let them hear, or let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. So I'm like, all right, so whatever the Lord's giving me this morning is for the church, right? Got it. You know what I I'm like, okay, cool. So then I looked up the Strong's Concordance and everything like that. So got into the Strong's Concordance, y'all, 229. I came across these two words, okay? And I'm gonna do my best. Y'all know this is Hebrew, so I'm gonna do my best. But it say, aletho, okay? Aletho, which means to grind. And then isbai, isbai, which is an Israelite. So that's where the name came from, to grind an Israelite. And everything like that. And I'm talking about, I feel like the Lord has given me plenty to say to y'all. So that's what I'm saying. I can't do too much dilly-dallying because I got a lot to read to y'all. But that's where the name and topic came from today. And when I went deeper and looked at the definitions, it was a little bit of confirmation for me to go forward with this idea. So basically, I looked up the definition of grind, and it says reduce to small particles by crushing it. Or excuse me, particles or powder by crushing it. And then another definition says hard. Sorry, I was writing really small. Hard, dull work. Hard, dull work. And then the second definition, what I looked up, Israelite, it said a member of the ancient Hebrew nation, especially in the period of, excuse me. Period from one of those, y'all, the Exodus to the Babylonian captivity. Okay, so now when I read the definition for the word grind, it just automatically made me think about a quote I came across that was talking about the grapes being crushed wine, diamonds being crushed, I mean, being formed under pressure, olives releasing oil. And seeds having to be broken to grow. And then the quote ends by saying, God is turning your pain into something beautiful. Trust the process, trust God. So I'm like, okay. And then as I went deeper, y'all, this, what I just mentioned to y'all, apparently is called transmutation. Transmutation. And that definition says the action of changing or the state of being changed into another form. So I'm like, okay, you know, already that's pretty good, you know, okay. Boom. So then I got into the verses. I started reading the verses that came up when I went to Bible, openbible.info. I just plugged in to grind an Israelite. And these are the verses that came to my heart and mind. Well, these are the verses that came. And what came to my heart and mind was to read these verses without reading where they came from. Just read them back to back. And as I was reading them back to back, y'all, it just really sounds like just a dissertation. It sounds like a whole word all together. Now, granted, again, disclaimer, these are multiple verses, okay? And they are in the notes section, you know? So y'all can go look at the verses yourselves and all that type of stuff. But I'm just going to read it just back to back when I read it. Let me also say, since I got a lot to read, that y'all know how your girl is. And those that watch me live, y'all see, you know what I'm saying, how your girl write. So please forgive me for stumbling and bumbling in the event that I do. Because, I mean, I was just like, honestly, again, before I get into it, y'all, as I was writing these things down, and reading as I'm writing, I just was like, wow, whoa, you know, like, and it just was going on and on and on. And some moments I had to stop and give God some praise and just keep on trying to write. And so all I'm saying is that whoever's listening to the sound of my voice today, if you guys, you know, bear with me and listen to all of this, you know, I really do hope that it encourages you and blesses you on today as it has blessed me. And yeah, let's get into it, y'all. To grind and Israelites. No verses to be read. You know what I'm saying? I'm not reading the names now. So y'all got to look for that stuff on your own. And here's another disclaimer as well. Let me go and say this in advance. If you guys are wondering why I'm doing this, because again, it might be a little bit longer than usual. So if y'all want to know, you know, because there was moments where there was moments where I was coming across stuff that was really long. And I'm like, Lord, you want me to write all this down? And then I came across the different verses that are in the go deeper section. And those were the things that convicted me to be like, do what I told you to do. So, you know, to God be the glory, you know what I'm saying, for this challenge on today. And I'm thankful that he wanted to bestow this to your girl to share. So, I'm blessed out here, you know what I'm saying, to be. I'm excited, as you guys can see. But anyway, let's get to it, y'all. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. All right. To grind in Israelite, this is what the word has to say. All right. Let me start with the first verse here. Okay. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. This mystery is that the Gentile are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus. Through the gospel, and as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon he, Israel of God. And we impart this in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means, for I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descendant from Israel belong to Israel, and not all are the children of Abraham because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall good or your shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. Oh my goodness, y'all. Y'all, all right, I don't know if y'all have received something today by me reading that, but it blows my mind. It blows my mind how not just, I guess, how the Lord speaks, right? But then, again, I'm reiterating to y'all that this was multiple verses in different places. Technically, I guess you would say different books of the Bible. And somehow all of those things came together to make that beautiful passage that I feel like it's beautiful. So I'm gonna say that beautiful passage that I just read to y'all. And what I'm receiving from it is that we need to renew our minds, which is something the pastor was talking about yesterday. We need to renew our minds to the will of God and the way God looks at things. And to him, those that believe are the Israelites. You know, there's this big debate about who the true Israelites is, X, Y, and Z. And even as I did like a little smidge, you know, my research this morning about, you know, the definition of Israelite and reading some more things that I came across that was talking about the Israelites. One thing said that, you know, 10 of the Israelite tribes are lost and don't even know that they're the Israelites. They said there's 12 tribes, right, of Israel. Listen, at the end of the day, not say that don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, again, God chose those people to, you know, do everything through X, Y, and Z. But what I'm receiving here is that Gentiles are also, you know, should be considered to be Israelites based on this word. So all this debate and stuff shouldn't even really matter. At the end of the day, it's just like, y'all, all right, ooh, here we go. It's just like the racism debate and all this other stuff as well. We all are part of the human race. All the rest of that stuff don't really even matter if you really think about it. But hey, you know, I know people want to, you know, stand on their, you know, soapboxes about whatever, whatever. Again, I am a black woman and I'm, you know, I guess I don't say proud to be a black woman. I'm glad to be who I am, the way God made me to be. You know what I'm saying? I feel, you know, and obviously, I guess I had to go through life to build this up in myself. But, you know, I feel beautiful. I feel, you know, valuable and all those wonderful things in spite of what the quote unquote world say about black women. You know, and I remember, again, if y'all look at me and my journey on YouTube and everything like that, y'all will see that I, of course, I went through my journey of being like, well, I feel like there's a lot of things against me in life and all these different things. But at the end of the day, one human race, and if you're a believer, there's one body of Christ as well. And that's what I'm receiving today. And it's not even just that. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people that have been sharing this message and, you know, ministers and whatnot that have been trying to unite the body of Christ. Because at the end of the day, if we are all believers in Christ, we should all be able to not just get along, but be able to agree to disagree on whatever things we agree or disagree on. We should be able to come together as believers and work together and all those different things to continue the growth of the kingdom, right? But we're all so spread out and you know, separated to where, in a lot of ways, we're being defeated when it comes to the spiritual battle. Right. But I mean, ultimately, we know that God is going to win X, Y, and Z. And obviously, there is a remnant and everything like that. And I don't know, y'all. You know, regardless of all of that, I hope that you all, you know, are encouraged and inspired by the words that you all heard. You guys can read each and every verse on your own. Again, they are all written out in the notes and whatnot. Again, check out the Go Deeper section as well for a little bit more. But yeah, that's what I received this morning, y'all. So to grind an Israelite, you know what I'm saying? You know, again, let's not look down on the grind, right? Let's not look down on those moments of crushing and everything like that, because, you know, what already has been said is that at the end of the day, we need to trust the process and trust the Lord. Again, I've been going through something even over the past few days, trying to figure out some stuff and going back and forth mentally and everything like that. But again, I'm just so thankful for the things that you know, God has showed me over the weekend and whatnot as well. And like I said, I'm gonna see if I talk about that stuff later on. But let me go ahead and get into the Bible verse of today so I can let y'all go. Cause oh, actually the time went too bad. The time went too bad. I think it's because I went ahead and got straight to it. But anyway, here we go, y'all. The Bible verse of today is Psalm 19 and 7. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow. if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you already know that your girl is now an author, and my very first publication is none other than A Creation Inspired by the Juice. That's right, friends, you can go on Amazon.com and find the Juice 30-Day Bible Study Journal. And this, friends, I hope and pray will help you create your own Bible study experience similar to the one that your girl here shares with you every day here on God, Sex, and Love.